Hello, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Josh Nolan.
I'm Jake Garber.
Ali will be calling in for a little bit. He's out of town right now. And this is Animatronic Dinosaurs, Lafayette's number one and only radio show about movies.
Woo.
So, big news this week. I've been talking about it for many shows, and I've been hyping about it for a long time. I don't know. I don't think Jake was as hyped as me. But anyway, Doctor Strange came out this weekend.
I was pretty
weekend.
Hyped, man.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wanting to see it. I just had forgotten about it.
Yeah. I call him up. He's walking out of the building, and I say, hey, you want to go see Doctor Strange? And he says, yeah.
Well, we had been planning on going before, but then something got screwed up with the cars.
Yeah.
And we thought I wasn't going to be able to go, but it ended up working out, so.
It was so good. All right, so first impressions, Jake.
First impressions, okay.
Just Ali will call in a few minutes, so we won't start talking about the whole plot, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think the sets and the special effects were absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah. We saw it in 3D also. I would highly suggest seeing it in 3D.
It was quite good in 3D. I definitely enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the acting was, you know, perfect. You know, Benedict Cumberbatch, great actor.
He's amazing.
All in all, like, from a production point of view, there was not a hell of a lot wrong with the movie. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
They had a really good soundtrack, too, which I especially appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
There were, like, four songs, but they were all songs that I knew that were at least moderately, like, obscure.
Yeah. They were, yeah. So I think it was amazing. I think what really got me was the, as you said, the effects and the Inception-like scenery.
Yes.
If you haven't seen Inception, go see that.
I don't know who hasn't seen Inception yet.
I don't think anybody hasn't seen Inception. But yeah, so I think Doctor Strange was a lot like Inception, which I thought made it better. And if you watch the trailers, if you're a trailer person and you saw the trailers, you would see exactly the same stuff that you saw in the movie.
Set design-wise, plot-wise, completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, all right, I don't want to go too much because Ali's going to definitely want to talk about it.
Okay. He's going to be in a couple of minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think, what do you think about this tying in toward, or as a Marvel film, not just like as a cool superhero movie.
Okay.
Marvel film, how'd it do?
Well, since it's the first one with Doctor Strange, I think, as usually, they usually do, for the first movie of any particular hero, it's just them. It's not tied in very pretty much at all.
Except for obviously cutscenes,
right? To the rest of the universe. Mm-hmm. Usually, they referenced. I think they referenced the Avengers fairly early in the movie, but it was just kind of in passing.
Yeah,
just to like remind everyone that it is the same universe.
Yeah.
So it was a fairly self-contained movie.
Mm-hmm. At the end, there was a part. We'll talk about that in the spoiler section. We'll have a little spoiler section in a bit.
Yeah, they tied it in later, but obviously because it is part of the same universe. But it was. I tend to like that kind of movie where it's. You know, it's fairly self-contained because you can watch it independent of anything else in the Marvel universe and still, you know, have a real solid idea of what's going on.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it again.
There's not a lot of background context that you need.
Yeah.
It's, I keep saying self-contained. That's about the best word I can think of.
Absolutely. And I think Benedict Cumberbatch it really controls the character, and that is what makes it so standalone. Because with the other movies, obviously Iron Man's really good. They haven't done a Hawkeye movie because... I don't know. I mean, it would be fun, but it'd be kind of basic, I think. It would be like Arrow Shooter. But this is so different from any of the other movies.
Yes. Yes. So. This is, I think, the first... the first or one of the first Marvel movies that takes place on Earth that deals with, like, actual magic.
I think so, yeah.
I think so. I know, like, Thor obviously has some, but Asgardian, so that's not... Yeah. It's not of Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's very different in that aspect.
Very different, yeah. And I think, and they do reference that. If you watch the trailer, there's a part where they say, Avengers protect the Earth from physical threats.
Yes.
But we protect it from more mystical threats. So it's that whole thing.
Yep. Yep, it's another dimension that they add on to it. Hey, here's Ali.
Hey.
All right, let's get him in here. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Ali, how you doing?
Good. Am I on the show?
Yes, you are.
Hey, everybody. Calling in from Syracuse, New York.
Woo!
All right.
So, Ali, first impressions.
First impressions of Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Well, Benedict Cumberbatch acted the crap out of that. That was incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He stole that show for me.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Tilda Swinton. I loved all the acting. I think the acting was a higher caliber than most Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Something that's kind of hard to say. It was weird. Really, really weird.
Yeah. We talked about how it sort of is Inception-like, almost.
Yeah, I think that was kind of everyone's feeling going into it, but I felt it was more... It didn't feel as much Inception. It felt its own. I loved all the weird hand motions people do. Yeah. They're so cool.
And that was similar.
I feel like those are going to be like some little kids do for a while now.
Yeah. I feel like that would be really fun to do, because before special effects, it's the same as with Scarlet Witch. She talks about how she moves her hands, and it's just weird. And I feel like it's the same with this movie, until you add the effects, and then it just is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think this is... A lot of people might go into this expecting a superhero movie, and it's not really one.
Yeah.
It's very different. Very, very different.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's talk about a little bit of the plot. No spoilers yet, but the whole transition... And if you've seen the trailers... We'll speak of what is in the trailers, and so we're not going to spoil anything that the general public doesn't already know. So, starts off as a doctor, and loses his abilities, then becomes this other doctor. What do you guys think about the plot of this movie, as compared to sort of the other movies, where it's just, superhero action, bad guys?
I mean, it follows the normal plot line of most Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of a given. It just does it really well.
Yeah.
I think the character of Doctor Strange, I think that he was his arrogance in it. Benedict Cumberbatch showed really good, because he's a very arrogant character
who has
like kind of a power behind him. He's arrogant about saving lives, which is a very interesting combination. And I think that, and this is something that you understand right from the start. And I also think that they really get into it quickly. Like the accident that everyone knows, like, yes, he gets in an accident shown in the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
That happens very, very fast in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But within the first, say, 5-10 minutes, just the way you interact, the way the character interacts, you're locked into the character. And I think that was what drives this movie and makes it so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like right out of the gate, you know exactly what's going on
with
Doctor Strange and who Stephen Strange is.
Yeah. And pretty early on, he has a huge character shift, which I thought was really cool. Because Iron Man, for example. Iron Man, I mean, doesn't really change.
No.
America is still the same, stuck in the past, got to do good. But Doctor Strange is this different guy, and he just becomes so different. And I think that was a really, really interesting aspect of this movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's driven by it, this thing that he wants to obtain knowledge. He has
He's so smart.
He's one of the smartest characters around.
Yeah.
Especially in the Marvel Universe. Like he is up there with Bruce Banner as one of the smarter characters.
Mm-hmm.
That character change seems apparent, because and this happens early on, if you witness what he sees in it, no matter how stuck up or arrogant you are, like, that will cause you to think about a lot of stuff. Just like the sheer, like, to have your entire world flipped upside down in matters of a few seconds.
Mm-hmm. That was, that first scene when Tilda Swinton comes in and sort of shows him what he's missing was,
it was like an acid trip and a half, just like within the span of about 2 minutes of the movie.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, so even if you don't want to, even if you don't like the characters, just go see it for the visuals.
Yeah,
I
mentioned this before, but the special effects were absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And I think they work really well, which is something like something with a movie like this, which you really have to walk a thin line about what with the mystic arts, what you can consider real, what you can show, because some of it is just so out there.
Mm-hmm.
It gets into that weird realm of like just the weird, weird, weird like Marvel Universe stuff. Like that's where Scarlet Witch comes from. It's a lot of what Ant-Man, what they're talking about with quantum realm.
Yeah.
That's like at the very end of Ant-Man, spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen Ant-Man, but he gets into this, like, he goes subatomic, and there's this weird realm that he enters in, and a lot of that is picked up, especially in the very start of Doctor Strange, and so it opens up a new world for them to interact in.
Yeah. I think this movie was more like Ant-Man in that Okay, so Guardians was like a fun movie and completely different from all the others.
Yeah, Guardians, I liked Guardians because it was like you said, it was completely different. There was nothing else like it. Iron Man approached in terms of humor that you know, character driven humor.
Yeah.
But the feel of the movie was completely different.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I think Doctor Strange is actually, now that I think about it, a combination of all the movies. It's got the special effects from Ant-Man, and I think that was once the producers knew, oh my god, this, like, people really love this when they zoom in and zoom out.
Right.
They brought that into Doctor Strange. They brought, I mean, it was a funny movie. And it was a little bit of arrogance, like the, I think a little bit of the Iron Man character. And
somewhat. Not as heavy-handed as Iron Man. And not in a bad way.
Yeah. And he's just cool. I mean, can we just talk about how cool Benedict Cumberbatch is?
Yeah, that is an interesting thing because, I mean, you can make a likable character in Ant-Man, but like it's been a really long time since we've had just a supremely cool Marvel character.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Doctor Strange is a fantastic character.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited to see what he does. Did you guys stay for the end credits?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to do spoilers now or not?
I'm gonna head out. I'm gonna listen to you guys while I'm on the road. Though.
Okay, we'll do a spoiler section in a little bit.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Thumbs up, Allie. Thumbs up,
everybody.
How many thumbs up?
Yeah, I just huge thumbs up. My review in the Lafayette's gonna be out next week.
Ooh,
nice,
awesome. So check that out too. All right, thanks for calling in, Allie.
All right, see you guys.
See ya.
All right, bye.
And
all right,
he's good. All right. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't get over how cool he is. All right, so just even the cape.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't really think this is a spoiler, but there's this red cape.
Not really.
Okay, there's this red cape, and if you've read the comics...
I mean, even if you've just seen the trailer, you've seen him in the red cape.
Yeah, and the cape is so cool. It's the cape of levitation or whatever, and it sort of has a mind of its own. It moves around. That's why when he throws it onto his back, it just goes onto his back.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. The cape is funny. The cape...
I like the cape.
Yeah. And I think the cape is what makes him so cool. If he didn't have the cape, he'd just be, you know.
Well, and I think he'd still be Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, true. He was cool as a doctor, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was an arrogant, you know, arrogant as, you know, as anything. But, like, you know, he's still, you know, he's got such a cool, smooth, he's a smooth operator, you know.
He's a smooth criminal,
I guess,
yeah.
No pun intended, but, like, because he's a doctor. But, like,
yeah.
Like, in the opening scene, I think it is, in the operating room, he's, you know, he's, like, kind of jamming out to music while he's, like, in the middle of surgery.
Yeah.
And he tells him to change it to something else. Like,
and trying to give him a challenge.
Yeah, and so they change it to something else, and he just starts spouting off information about the song they changed it to.
Yeah.
And, like, without even thinking about it.
While he's operating.
Yeah, while he's operating on someone. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And he just has such a cool demeanor.
Yeah. I think the coolest thing about this movie is you see one operation, and then he gets pulled off to another operation that's very time sensitive. And you see that there's a bullet in this guy's brain, and Doctor Strange is saying, all right, we got to do this now. And the other guy's like, no, you can't do it freehand. He's like, I can do it. He's like, kind of, that's the arrogant side. And you see he actually gets his bullet out without using instruments. And so that all that does is build up how skilled as a doctor he is, how hard he's worked. And so after that, the downfall of him when he can't be a doctor anymore.
Yeah.
If you've seen in the trailers, you see the thing with his hands and they're shaky.
Yeah.
And he can't be a doctor anymore. And that sort of complete loss of your whole world was the biggest thing. And that built the character. And then you could see when he joins and then he is very persistent, ends up becoming Doctor Strange. So All right. Is it spoiler time yet?
I don't know, man. It's up to you. It's your show.
All right, let's do some spoilers.
So, I see you're eager for the spoilers.
I'm very
here.
Eager. Oh, man.
All right, so I guess, like, if you're listening, then just turn it off
turn
for,
off
like...
Turn it off until, like, 12:20, so in, like, 6 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Because there's a bunch of stuff. All right, and spoilers. Okay. So let's first talk about the part that I got most hyped about was at the very end.
Oh, yeah, no, you looked over at me and were just like, oh!
Yeah. Okay, so I'm a big Marvel fan, if you don't know. If you've seen any of the Marvel movies, Guardians of the Galaxy especially, where they really talk about it, there are these things called Infinity Stones, 6 of them. They control, like, or they're created when the universe was created,
right.
And they're really powerful.
They're, like, mad important.
There, yeah, and there's the whole cut scene after.
I know there was Thor. One in Guardians. Was it there was Thor? One in I think one in maybe one in Thor.
The one with the there one was Thanos. One. Oh no! Yeah, it was Guardians. It was Guardians.
Yeah, Guardians was Thanos, and there was also a cut scene about Infinity Stones. I think after Avengers.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Anyway, so
Thanos. Because the Tesseract was one of them.
Yeah. So Thanos. Oh, and they're like, this is the something Infinity Stone to come up in recent years. Yeah. So anyway, after Guardians of the Galaxy, you see Thanos, who's the big bad guy in the Marvel Universe and is going to play a huge part in Infinity Wars.
Who looked a lot like the guy from Doctor Strange, the big floaty guy. Different, obviously, but very similar.
They even had the same like striation.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
That's
Destroyer of Worlds. That. I don't remember what the character was in Doctor Strange. It was like. Huh.
I don't know, it was something.
He said it like 16 times, but like I don't remember.
I've come to bargain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there's this guy, and he gets the Infinity. He's in the comics. He gets the Infinity Stones, destroys half the universe, and then
Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos does.
Yeah.
So all of these movies, all the Marvel movies so far, are building up to this Infinity War, where Thanos is going to have. We already seen he has the gauntlet, which is there's this glove that you put. You put the Infinity Stones in, and then you can do all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this eye that Doctor Strange has is
it's like the eye of something.
Agamotto, I think. The eye of Agamotto. I don't know.
It's not something to that effect, but it's a relic of sorts with you know, with the power of time in it.
And guess what it is? It's an Infinity Stone.
Yeah, no.
And I kind of flipped out when I heard that. So,
yeah, no, I said you were just like looked over at me and were just like, oh.
Yeah. The best part of it was Benedict Wong, who, guess who he plays? He plays Wong.
Wong.
like
Beyonce, like, or Sting, or Madonna. Just Wong.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah.
That's a good character.
He was so funny. And then he like laughs at the end.
Yeah. Hey, spoilers, right?
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes left on that.
All right. So anyway. He randomly in passing says, oh yeah, good to put that back when Dr. Strange puts the eye back. And he goes, yeah, it's not smart to walk around with an Infinity Stone. And he says it so casually, and I flipped out. Yeah. I lost it. Because that's, so far that's five. That's five.
Mm-hmm.
And 2018 is when Infinity Wars Part 1 is coming out.
So we got one more for 2 years.
We got one more for 2 years, so.
Unless... I mean, one more new one. They might bring back old ones.
I bet they will.
I feel like they might do that once. For some reason, I feel like the Tesseract will be back at some point.
Oh, the Tesseract's coming. Oh, yeah.
Like before Infinity Wars. Oh, or Infinity War.
Huh. That would be interesting.
I don't know why. Because that was the first one, I think, that they talked about, right?
Yeah. It was the first one that we came across, but we didn't know that it was an Infinity Stone yet.
Okay.
All right. The first real Infinity Stone that we got was the Guardians one.
Okay.
And then we got
Loki's which one? Scepter. That was the purple one.
That was the purple one.
What was that one called? I forget.
Space Jam. I don't remember.
Okay.
That would make sense.
All right. Yeah. And that movie had Thanos in it.
Yeah.
Like at the end and I think throughout a little bit
because the two are the daughters of.
Yeah. So that was not to get off topic too much here, but the thing about Guardians that I really liked, it's again very self contained.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really different, and like it's a really funny movie, but it's also incredibly important for the storyline. For the whole
story, yeah.
Anyways,
all right, we got about a minute and a half, so let's talk about cutscenes. So let's talk about the second cutscene first. So the second cutscene was Mordo. Oh,
this was fun. This I related a lot to this one.
So Mordo comes in, and he's like,
sorry, no, I was thinking the first one. Go ahead.
No, so second one, Mordo, played by I never know how to pronounce his name.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Chiwetel Ejiofor. I don't know. I feel bad. I probably butchered it. Anyway, he comes in and is like, yo, there's too many sorcerers. And he takes this other dude's power.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much how it goes down.
Right.
And he has a whole crisis of faith because the Ancient One is kind of not who he thought it was. Anyway, yeah. So this is setting up Doctor Strange 2. Bad mm-hmm. guy. Very bad guy. I think he's going to be awesome.
That would be great.
In about a minute, we'll talk about his character. First cutscene, though, Doctor Strange meets up with Thor. And this is setting up Thor Ragnarok. It's talking about finding Odin. And he's... Because in the last Thor, we see Loki impersonating Odin on his throne.
Right.
And Thor doesn't realize this, but in this cutscene, it looks like he did. And so I think what they're doing is the same thing as with Civil War. There was a cutscene at the end of Ant-Man with Captain America and Bucky, mm-hmm. which was taken directly from Civil War. So I think this is exact footage from Ragnarok.
Okay.
And I'm excited for it.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I would love to see Doctor Strange in more movies.
Oh, yeah. And, all right. Spoilers are done.
We are
done.
Dang it.
That's so much fun. Okay. Let's talk about Chiwetel Ejiofor's character.
We should look up like a pronunciation for this if we're going to keep talking about him. Hold
That's
on.
That's true. We got to talk about everybody. We got to talk. Rachel McAdams is in the Marvel
I don't know
Universe
how to spell
now.
That, actually.
C-H-I. Just look up Dr. Strange.
Oh, there it is. There we go.
All right. So Benedict Wong, we talked about him. He's awesome. He's so much fun. And I hope we see him in another movie. He wasn't a very big part, but he was great. I'm sorry, guys. We're just talking about Doctor Strange, but that's okay because I'm really excited about it. Tilda Swinton. All right, wait. Let's talk about Tilda Swinton first.
Chiwetel Ejiofor. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
There we go. Cool. That's according to Wikipedia, anyways. All right.
So let's talk about Tilda Swinton's character, the Ancient One, first. So in the comics, the Ancient One was a guy.
Okay.
I thought she killed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to that note, Tilda Swinton is known for being an incredibly androgynous, you know, actress.
Yeah.
And she's done, there's one particular movie, Orlando, which I think was in like 92, maybe?
Maybe.
But she...
Yeah, 92.
She played a character whose gender just switches throughout the, during the film. But it's the same actor. It's still Tilda Swinton.
Whoa.
But, so I think since they were going to switch over for that, not that, a less androgynous actress wouldn't have worked, but I think that was an interesting call on that for Tilda Swinton. She's also a great actress.
She's been
in so many different things.
Yeah. And I think she really captured the spirit of the Ancient One, this kind of super powerful, and okay, when she's wearing the hood, you can't tell who she is.
Oh, yeah, no, she's real concealed.
And this isn't spoilers. This is just the Ancient One. Her name's literally the Ancient One, so obviously she's going to be powerful.
Yeah, she's a pretty major character for the movie.
Yeah. So she's great. She kills the role. I don't think I could see any other person doing it. I think it was good that it was a girl.
I liked it. I thought it was really cool.
I mean, it could be another guy, but we already have Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
You already have Chiwetel Ejiofor.
There you go.
We needed this Chiwetel. Female. Chiwetel. Yeah, so we needed this female character to offset.
Like Chewbacca.
That's messed up. All right.
What?
Okay, anyway. Tilda Swinton kills it. All right. Caecilius, awesome character too. Great villain.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He's just so bad. And classic starts off good, goes bad. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
There you go.
Mordo. What did you think of him?
He's a great act. Again, great act. This is, Ali mentioned it on the phone. This is, I think the acting caliber in this was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, the main cast is entirely A-list actors.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a great job showing Mordu's, moral.
Mm-hmm.
Like
moral
very,
compass. Yeah,
very,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
his moral compass is like as sort of a counterpart to Doctor Strange early on,
right?
And I think they did that. They played them off each other really well.
Yeah, I thought it was cool because Doctor Strange was very sort of, when he was a doctor, he was very straightforward.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So I think that was a good balance. How do you think he played off Benedict Cumberbatch, the two of them together? Because he was sort of his mentor slash sidekick,
and
so. They were very close in the movie. So.
I thought it was interesting to see a power dynamic between them.
Yep.
Because initially, Mordu saves Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah,
from in the streets.
Yeah.
From thugs in the street. I think that's the first or one of the first times we see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we see him like stalking him, but yeah.
Right. But like that's like the first thing he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first like very active, you know. And then later in the movie, or as it goes along, you can kind of feel the dynamic shifting, but it's hard to tell where exactly it's going, because Mordu's still teaching Doctor Strange, but he's also looking to Doctor Strange for instructions, and like to lead during, while they're defending, I don't want to get too far into it, but during a major fight scene,
yeah,
you know, he's looking to Doctor Strange,
yeah,
you know, during the scene. So it's a kind of a complicated dynamic, and it shifts throughout the movie. And I thought they did that really well too.
Cool.
I really enjoy this movie, man.
Oh yeah, and I thought they played off each other really well.
Yeah.
All right. So Ali just texted me.
Okay.
He's still talking. The controversy with Tilda's character was that the original character of the Ancient One was an Asian man, and they cast a white woman. So this is the whole whiteification of Oscars. But
well, and they explain,
I mean,
they
not didn't, of the Oscars of movies
of movies. Yeah. In the film, I usually, as far as I can remember, I haven't looked too much into that issue. Uh-huh. But as far as I recall, the controversy is usually when they cast white actors in non-white roles.
Yeah.
Not when they... it could also be. I don't know. But in this case, it wasn't so much that as remaking the role into a role for a white actor.
Yeah.
But and they mentioned... Yeah. And obviously, you know, it's still potentially problematic. But in the movie, they explain that she's, I think, Celtic.
Yeah.
Which, so, it in that case, Tilda Swinton does make sense. But
I think that's just the way they imagined.
That's the way they imagined it. Yeah. But in the comic books, he was an Asian man.
Yeah. So, but I think
which it could also potentially be problematic from a stereotype perspective.
Yeah.
Like they could be seen as following stereotypes of like a wise old
Yeah.
But anyways.
Anyways, I think regardless of there was this controversy. People do. I think it's the same thing. I always bring up Heath Ledger, but people didn't like him when he started, and then he absolutely killed it. I think it's the same thing with her. She wasn't, maybe the comic book fans were mad because it was supposed to be an Asian man, but she does so well that I think any argument is gone.
Okay.
I think she just is perfect for the role.
I mean, she did it really, really well.
Yeah.
I
don't think anybody could really be mad with her portrayal.
Probably not. As if they wanted to go for an Asian man like in the comic books, I think, you know, obviously a white actor would be no bueno. That would be be very problematic. But I think if they were going to do it like in the comic books, there are a couple of ways they could have gone, I think.
Yeah.
I think and I can't remember the name of the actors, but the two parts that come to mind are the pirate captain from Pirates 3. Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Was that Barbossa?
No. Barbossa was in it, but it was the I'm gonna look this up.
Not Davy Jones.
No, not Davy Jones. But and meanwhile the other one was the rich businessman from Inception.
Oh.
I think both of them could have done their role.
Yeah.
Quite well.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Yeah. And I'm going to quickly talk about Rachel McAdams is now in the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
Super exciting. She was Doctor Strange's love interest, but they sort of had it was very dynamic. But she does great in her role. I'm glad to finally have her in the Marvel Universe because she's a great character. I hope we see more of her. I hope she's not just in this one love interest and then gone.
I hope not too. That would be kind of a waste of a great talent.
Yeah. And I think that's pretty much everybody.
I'm looking this up now. Chow Yun Fat as Captain Cao Feng. Chow Yun Fat. He's a it says here he's the Chinese captain of the ship the Empress. Is a poor history with Sparrow in the movie that he. Like, I think the opening scene is them going to visit him.
Oh, yeah. This guy, yeah.
Yeah, I think he could do it. He has, like, the big scars on his face.
Yeah.
I think he could have done that role really well. Obviously, he wouldn't have the scars because that was, specific to Doctor the movie.
Shane. Yeah.
But I think he could have done that really well. And the other one, like I said, was Inception.
Yeah, that guy would be great. If we were looking for the Asian
correct,
man.
Correct. Yeah. I think they could have done that and made it work. Ken Watanabe.
Yeah.
I think they could have made that work really well, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a ton of Doctor Strange.
That was a half hour of Doctor Strange.
That was awesome. I really want to see that movie again. I think we should have a show in here.
We could try to arrange that.
Yeah.
I'd probably go to that.
Yeah. That was amazing. All right. All right, let's see. What's next? Have you seen any movies recently?
I saw recent times. Yeah, no. The most aside from Doctor Strange, the most recent movie I saw was Magnificent Seven.
We didn't even get out there. Yeah, how was that?
I liked it. It was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I don't think it's going to be to ever be like a classic movie like the original.
Like the original, yeah. I saw the original.
It was enjoyable. I haven't seen the original, but I know a bit about it. It's mm-hmm. not the same plot.
Yeah.
It's but it's a similar plot. There's different characters.
Yeah.
It's more of a reworking than a remake.
Yep.
But it was an enjoyable way to spend a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the cast is pretty good. There's Chris Pratt is in it.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington is in it. Vincent D'Onofrio had a really fun role in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Vincent D'Onofrio fan. He's in Daredevil. He was.
Yeah.
I know him initially from as Lieutenant Pyle from Full Metal Jacket.
Oh yeah.
But he's done so many great things, and he was a lot of fun in it mm-hmm. as like sort of the really angry but like squeaky voiced giant guy.
Yeah.
And it was just fun, man.
That's awesome.
I liked it. You didn't see it, you said?
Nah, I saw the original one. We were going to go see it, but then it didn't work out.
Okay, so my when I came out of the theater seeing it, my reaction was, that was a great way to spend 2 hours, but I'm probably never going to watch it again.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess on, like, a scale, I'd give it maybe, like, a 5.5, 6 out of 10.
All right. Nice.
So it's a good time. I'm probably not going to watch it again. I don't think it'll win any awards.
Mm-hmm. I still want to see. You
it had, it did it. Have really nice. It did have really good fight scenes.
Good.
There was a real long battle scene, like showdown at the end of the movie,
mm-hmm.
that was quite fun to watch.
That's
it was
great.
Really good, really well done fight scenes. I will definitely give it props for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because in the original, I talked about this last time, but the original. The final fight doesn't happen until the last 15 minutes of the film, and it's about 10 minutes long.
I'd say the fight scene here is probably about 15, but mm-hmm. and there's a little bit that happens after it, but not much.
Yeah.
Maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, and then credits.
Okay, so similar.
Right. It's laid out similarly. I think that's kind of typical where there's not a lot of resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but not to say it's not wrapped up well, but there's not a lot of falling action. The climax does mm-hmm. a lot of the resolution in within that one scene.
Yeah. All right. So two movies I saw recently, 2016 movies. I saw Keanu, which was Key and Peele's movie about the little kitty.
I did not see that one.
That was a very funny movie.
Okay.
Would I watch again? Probably not.
Okay.
But it was still very funny. And then I just want to talk about quickly. Allie's going to be mad about this. She's not able to talk about it. But I finally saw Everybody Wants Some, which is one of Allie's favorite movies this year.
Okay.
It's about a group of college baseball players back in the day. I don't know exactly when, maybe 70s or something. And it's just about them. And just what's it like? And so I thought it was a very fun movie. Great ensemble. Great group of characters. That's kind of all I have to say about it. Ali's talked about it before. Yeah, he just texted me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It was so good. It was, yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet, so.
I would watch that one again.
Okay.
I would watch that one again.
All right, man. Definitely keep an eye out for it then.
Yeah.
In that case.
All right. Let's talk about movies that are coming out soon. So now that Doctor Strange was the next big movie, I know for me, and I know for a lot of people.
Okay.
After this, people are looking forward to December is Rogue One.
Yes.
You've only got 2 months of movies left. In the theater.
Yes.
When we were watching Doctor Strange, I finally saw the trailer. I was saving the trailer for a live viewing at the radio show, but ended up seeing it in the movie theater. So
right.
I finally saw the trailer for Guardians 2.
Yes.
Logan.
Uh-huh.
And what was the third one?
The third one I remember it didn't look as good. I think it was just Life. Life?
Oh, Life was, yeah. Okay, so there's this new trailer for Life, which is about,
alien life.
Space, and it's got Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal. Looks good. Anyway, all right, Guardians Galaxy 2 looks so much fun. Baby Groot, adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that movie now. I'm not sure what the next Marvel movie is.
I don't know either, actually.
But, so that looks amazing. And Logan looks awesome. So I think I need to see trailer number 2 to really get amped for it. But yeah, I was just kind of excited to watch it. I mean, it's the final Hugh Jackman Wolverine, and I think that was the most exciting thing for me. Are you looking up?
This is not a helpful image.
MCU. So
this is helpful.
I'm looking there for Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 looks awesome. So what's coming out?
Let's see. Hold up. Trying to figure out how to read this chart here.
Okay, I'm just going to the list. All right, okay. Here we go.
That probably would have been a better method there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not movies. That's plot things.
Oh, yeah.
Is this it? No. I don't know, man. You got it?
All right.
Did you find it?
I have not seen it yet. Oh, yep, I did. Okay, Doctor Strange. Next is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh,
this is
great. Hey.
Oh, and then Spider-Man Homecoming. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, they have like a little image here for Doctor Strange with the Doctor Strange in a text similar to Stranger Things. I just thought it was kind of neat.
Ooh, I still haven't seen Stranger Things.
Me neither, but I want to. I really want to.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2, Spider-Man, and Thor Ragnarok are the ones coming out next year. Okay,
so question about Spider-Man.
Yep.
This is, what, like the third time they've rebooted Spider-Man?
Yes.
Okay,
the second reboot. Yeah.
All right, yes. The third iteration of, like, contemporary Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this would be the Spider-Man from the most recent Captain America, from Civil War.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a new guy.
Cool. They're sticking with someone for more than one movie.
Yeah.
Or, actually, I think they did that last time, too. So
they had two movies.
If they get three, then they're on a roll.
Okay, the original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, those were three.
Those were three.
The reboot was only two. And, right. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Did you see Civil War?
I did.
And Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was great. That's the right answer.
Yeah, he's like, so it's a different Spider-Man because he's so young and inexperienced.
They keep getting younger.
And he's like, no, he's like, he's like actually like 16 or something.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because he's like a really like skinny, like spindly looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, right next to Thor.
Yeah.
I don't think Thor, but like Captain America and like Iron Man, and
he's just this little guy.
Yeah, he's so funny. Little shrimpy little dude.
Yeah. All right. Allie just texted me. I didn't even know that they released a new Wonder Woman trailer. We'll react to that.
Oh, okay.
In a little bit.
Are we gonna do that on the show?
Live. Yeah. Okay. All right. Next movie's coming out. So we've got Arrival. You know that one?
No.
It's with Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, the one where the aliens come down and it's another alien movie. It looks really good.
I haven't been to the movies, so I haven't seen the trailers.
Yeah. That's a big one. The next big one after that is Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Them. I think everybody knows that one.
Yes, I knew about that. I went to London this summer and I went to the Harry Potter, like, set museum thing where they have like all the actual props from the movie.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And they had a big poster for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them out in the lobby.
That's awesome.
That's how I found out about it.
Yeah. After that,
I haven't seen the trailer though.
After that, Rogue One.
Yes.
Awesome. I think everybody. If you haven't
seen. I've seen the first trailer. I haven't seen the other ones. If they, I'm sure they have more.
Yeah. Sorry. Rogue One's awesome. Nah. And then after that, I guess maybe Assassin's Creed. I think a lot of people. There's been a lot of talk about that.
Okay.
That's pretty much. I think Rogue One's the last big one in. So I think Fantastic Beasts and
is
Rogue
there a,
One.
Is there a release date on that?
On which?
Rogue One.
Yeah, December 16th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we still have, I don't know, a month and a week.
Yeah, we have something like a month and 10 days, so yeah.
I'm sad because we can't go to that because I think we're already off by then.
Maybe.
I'd go see it if we can.
I'll be home. I can go to the movies at home.
That's true. Yeah. All right. So that's pretty much the next big movies. We'll talk about actually next week releases in a sec. All right, let's do the Wonder Woman trailer.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know what to expect. I think Wonder Woman is beautiful and kills it every time.
Mm-hmm.
First trailer, I guess there's a second trailer. Official trailer too. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Have you seen it?
The second one or
yeah?
Neither. I haven't seen either.
All right. Well, let's watch the second one because this one is. Are you ready?
Yes.
We're just gonna like talk about it, you know, as we go.
Cool.
Oh wait, yeah. If y'all want to bring it up, it's Wonder Woman official trailer 2. We'll give you a little bit to bring it up.
Cool.
Did you see Doctor Strange?
Yes.
I mean, not Doctor Strange. Batman Superman.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I did.
So what do you think about Wonder Woman in it?
I liked Wonder Woman. I thought they could have used, they could have had her in there more.
Mm-hmm.
It also wasn't all that hard to tell that she was Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't hide that fact too all that well in the movie. Obviously, they did bring it up, but, like, I think they were going for way more build-up than there really was.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. And there was a lot of things that weren't really quite right with that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the actual character of Wonder Woman, I think they nailed it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, we're going to start this trailer in three. Can you see?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Okay. Same picture from Batman Superman. Nice.
Okay. This beautiful place. Very cinematic.
That's the thing from Batman Superman. Right? Maybe not. We'll see. The more you see the great darkness within. What? Oh my goodness.
Okay, so this looks very interesting here.
This looks awesome.
Very different.
Okay, yep. Fantasy world. I love his character. Okay, lots of special effects. Mm-hmm. I love the landscape there.
Yeah.
Okay, now she gets the sword. Let's go. Fight scene's awesome.
This reminded me of Captain America a little bit because of the time period.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the look of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
At least for part of it. Obviously the Amazonian like princess scenes, not as much, but like
she's so badass.
Yeah.
Love interest. That looks like a bad guy. All right, that's awesome. Wow. How could a woman possibly fight in this fight? We use our principles, although I am not opposed to engaging in a bit of fisticuffs should the occasion arise. Well, that was awesome. I gotta say, I am...
All right.
I am super hyped for that. So, you haven't seen the first trailer.
No.
That's okay. This one is way... I think this is way, way cooler. I'm way more excited after seeing this. So, what do you think? What do you think?
Okay, so, first off, I would be planning on seeing it anyways.
Yeah,
of course. Just sort of because I tend to, like just enjoy superhero movies.
Oh, yeah.
And I even enjoyed Batman vs. Superman, even though there was a lot wrong with it.
Yeah.
I'm not all that. Generally, I'll enjoy a movie even if it's not great, just because mm-hmm. it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not. There are way worse ways to have spent 2 hours, you know.
Allie just said, "Knew it." I did like it, Allie. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
There are obviously a lot of things that they did not do well in that movie, but and so therefore I'm also afraid of how this would, you know, how Wonder Woman would end up being.
Yeah.
But I don't want to write it off, you know, because it was a good trailer. That was a really good looking trailer.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, again, like you mentioned the landscapes, especially.
Mm-hmm.
There were some really awesome landscapes right at the beginning of the trailer.
Yeah.
And then also, like, really, like, clear, like, you know, wide expanses. And, you know, so the cinematography, like, at least in the trailer, from what I can see,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be really, really fun to look at.
Yeah.
The World War One aesthetic
is
like Captain America style also.
Yeah. I like these time period pieces.
Yeah.
It sets it up.
It's a lot of fun.
I wonder if they got inspiration from Captain America.
Honestly, it's DC. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean they can't go somewhere interesting and yeah. you know, really good with it.
This is going to be, I think it's going to be a ton of fun.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember his name. Chris Pine. That's the guy.
Okay.
That's the guy character, Star Trek. And okay. Yeah. He looks really good. In the first trailer, we get a little more of his character. Okay. In this one, he's just sort of the love interest.
Okay.
I think she kills in the show. I think she's really owning this role. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Henry Cavill is owning his role as Superman.
I mean, yeah, he's... Like, he I don't think Superman. They could have gotten a better actor, oh, yeah. like, as far as resembling Superman.
Oh, yeah. And Ben Affleck, I think he's doing very well. I'm looking forward to the solo film.
Look, I'm pretty okay with Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah.
I thought he did a pretty good job there. Yeah.
And I think Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot is such a good choice for this. Mm-hmm. She looks so good in this role. And I think it's really cool because in the first one, in Batman Superman, we only see one Wonder Woman like character who is Wonder Woman. But in this one you see sort of her people. And we learn about sort of what's going to happen to them. So I think that's going to be really fun.
I think so.
It's a little bit like Thor and Captain America combined.
Yes.
It's back on their world. It's separate from the universe, but...
There's like a whole bunch of Thors.
I wonder how this is going to tie in.
A bunch of Asgardians.
Yeah. I don't know how this is going to tie in, though.
I have a stupid side note here for you. It's... a joke about Thor.
Oh no!
And Vikings really and whatnot. Oh, it's terrible. You're gonna hate it.
Oh god! I'm sorry, listeners.
What do they call the armor that they wear on their like around their waist?
What?
Asgard.
That's so bad.
Sorry, so I had to.
Stupid.
I had to.
Oh my goodness me! All right. Well, that was. On that note,
sorry.
Let's talk about.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'll see myself out there.
Let's talk about movies. All right.
As if this is what happens when you leave, Allie.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
All right. What's coming up
next week? We have Arrival.
Okay.
Awesome looking movie. Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner.
Again, I haven't heard anything about that, so I'll take your word on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up quickly the whatever you call it
movie upcoming movies coming soon.
Yeah. Cool. No, I'm looking up the plot.
Oh.
A linguist is recruited by the military. The linguist is Amy Adams.
Okay.
He's recruited by the military to assist in translating alien communications. So if you sort of look at his poster, you've got, there's the big alien thing, and they go into that, and that's where they meet the aliens.
It's a big alien banana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like a banana. It's a banana shaped.
I'm super excited for that. I want to go see that in theaters.
Okay.
So that's coming out.
Yep.
We have Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. Not, I bet you Allie knows what this is. But I'm not certain. Let's look that one up, too. Almost Christmas. We saw the poster in there.
Right.
No,
that was Bad Santa 2.
Oh.
We saw a bad poster for Bad Santa 2. So I didn't know if they necessarily needed a second one of those.
Yeah. Almost Christmas, upcoming comedy, Christmas comedy drama. This guy, retired automotive engineer, lost the love of his life 1 year earlier, so holiday season's here. I think it's going to be just another Christmas movie.
Yeah, I'm not a Christmas movie fan. I don't know. I don't know. Well, look, whenever someone asks me what my favorite Christmas movie is, which admittedly is not all that often, but
Elf?
Like I've been asked a few times. Nope, Die Hard.
Why is that?
Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie.
What?
It's not about Christmas, but it's a Christmas movie.
All right, I still think Elf is the epitome of Christmas.
Okay,
comedy.
Yeah, Christmas comedy. Yeah, Elf. Oh, yeah.
All right, 19-year-old Billy Lynn brought home from a victory tour after a harrowing Iraq battle.
Which one's this?
This is Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
Okay.
Through flashbacks, the film shows what really happened to his squad, contrasting the realities of war with American perceptions. Huh. That's interesting. It's got Christian Stewart, Vin Diesel. Oh.
Hey, Vin Diesel. It's
this
Groot.
Could be a... Oh, yeah. Little Groot. This could be a very interesting movie.
Do you know if Vin Diesel does the voice of Baby Groot, too?
That'd be funny. Maybe they have it and then they trance like...
They pitch modulated or something?
Mess with auto-tune. I'm not sure. But...
Okay.
Yeah, Vin Diesel killed that role. All right. And Shut In. I don't know what this is.
I think that's a horror movie.
It is a...
Am I right?
It is a... Following a recent accident that took the life of her husband and her son...
I guess not.
Left her son paralyzed, a psychologist finds herself isolated in her home caring for a child. Cut off from the outside world during a deadly storm, she starts to believe someone is inside the house trying to harm her.
Ah, there we go. Yes.
Yeah, I'm...
I like horror movies.
I'm not watching that.
Oh.
I hate horror movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I like them.
They're so scary.
I like them. I'll see that one for you.
You'll see that one for... Yeah.
Yeah.
I can promise you Ali's going to go see it.
Okay.
If he thinks it looks good, he's going to go see it.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to see if there's any other... Let's see Rotten Tomatoes.
When's Pitch Black coming out? Because that was also a horror movie that I saw a trailer for.
Pitch Black?
I think it was Pitch Black. Stink. It's a blind guy who has like an incredible sense of hearing.
February 18th, 2000.
No, that's not it then.
That's Pitch Black, dude.
All right, well, there's something else coming up soon.
Well.
I don't know. New horror movies.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Okay. So that's the big releases. I'm seeing if IMDb has other ones. Yeah, I do hate horror movies so much.
Really?
Yeah. Movie opening this week, Doctor Strange. Oh, the Trolls. Nobody saw Trolls, though.
No.
Hacksaw Ridge. Ooh, that looked good. That was the one with Andrew Garfield, and he's the only person to get the Medal of Honor and never shoot anybody, never use a weapon, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you thinking of Don't Breathe?
Yes.
That already came out.
Did it? Okay, I wanted to see that.
It was so good. I actually saw that one.
Oh, okay. What did you think?
I loved it. Really? It was so good. I don't really like horror movies, but it was so well done. It wasn't jump scares. It was psychological horror.
Yeah, I like that much better. That's the kind that I like. Yeah. Is it still in theaters? Because if it is, I would go see it.
I am not sure. I'll look at that in a second.
Maybe I'll get it on like Netflix or something.
Yeah, so Doctor Strange, Trolls came out. I think everybody knows Trolls, Anna Kendrick, and Justin Timberlake are little troll characters. I don't really know why they're doing this. When was the last time you even saw a troll? Like a little troll doll.
Like the dolls? I don't know. They're like a nostalgia thing now, I think, is why they're coming.
It's like, what are the little guys with the eyes that open and close? Furbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 90s nostalgia.
If you made a Furby movie, I mean,
Look, dude, it's money. It's for money.
Yeah.
People are, it's cashing in on 90s nostalgia, which is very valuable market.
Maybe troll dolls will see an increase in sales. Who knows?
I mean, probably.
Yeah. All right. Hacksaw Ridge, Loving, don't know what that is. Oh, a Nicolas Cage movie came out, Dog Eat Dog.
Oh, boy.
Don't know what that is. Bunch of other ones, The Eagle Huntress.
Oh, I saw, yeah. This is great. I saw a thing where they interviewed Nicolas Cage about Dog Eat Dog, but the questions they asked were entirely quotes from Nicolas Cage movies.
Really?
Yeah, and he didn't catch on.
That's amazing.
And like they got progressively weirder as the interview happened.
And they just keep going with it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love Nicolas Cage. He's so funny. All right, so that's opening this week. Not a lot of stuff. I mean, besides Doctor Strange.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Next week is... How do I see next week? Here we go. November 6th. Yeah, Arrival, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, Shut In, Almost Christmas. No way! There's another Nicolas Cage movie.
That's not surprising.
December 10th, USS Indianapolis, Men of Courage. Not sure what that's.
It's probably about a boat, man.
Looks like it. And he's in a captain's
ship.
The Monster comes out Monday, I think. That has 100% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh? What is
interesting.
That?
No idea what it is.
So that could mean either lots of people love it or nobody knows about it.
Oh my goodness. Space Jam 20th anniversary comes out November
15th. So wait, is that just a re-release?
I think it's a re-release. That'd be so fun.
Darn.
All right. Yeah.
I would totally see a remake of Space, or like, not a remake, like a sequel to Space Jam with like Michael Jordan still in it.
That'd be great.
I would totally see that. I feel like they would add Shaq too.
That'd be
awesome. I bet Shaq would be in like Space Jam 2.
Yep. Ali says the monster looks so good. I guess it does. It's got 100%. I bet you good money that's a horror movie.
I mean, it's called The Monster.
Let's see. The Monster. 2016. And it comes up with Eminem featuring Rihanna. No.
No.
Mother and daughter must confront a terrifying monster when they break down on a deserted road. That looks terrifying. Look at that. Look at that monster.
Oh, wow.
That looks very scary.
No, I would. That. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. You can watch that. Ali, I'll leave that up to you. All right, let's see box office. Guess what came in at number one?
Is it Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As of now, it has an 85 million for the 3 day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. All right. Second is Trolls with 45.6 million. Mm-hmm. Solid pull. Okay. Especially because Doctor Strange, I kind of expected Doctor Strange to do a little better, but whatever. Next was Hacksaw Ridge. Good. All right, that's the three releases. Hacksaw Ridge coming in at 14.75 million. Mm-hmm. I do want to see that.
What was that one?
That's the one Andrew Garfield gets the Purple Heart, or not the Purple Heart, Medal of Honor, and he never raises a gun. He's in World War One or Two. He's in some war. But it's against his morals to ever pick up a weapon.
Okay.
But so what he does is he just goes out and he keeps saving people, and he ends up getting the Medal of Honor. It looks like a good movie.
All right.
Coming in number
war movies is another kind of thing I usually don't like, where it's like just movies about war like that.
Yeah.
But I find they tend to go very heavy with patriotism and, you know, glory and valor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which not necessarily a bad thing, but I don't think it makes for that great a movie.
Yeah.
Generally. There have obviously been, like, Saving Private Ryan is a great movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, for instance. But,
yep.
I don't know. I probably won't see that one.
Yeah.
Like Andrew Garfield, though.
Rotten Tomatoes hasn't even updated its list. So, number one right now is Boo, a Madea Halloween. Well, huh. Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Did Doctor Strange come out yesterday? Was that opening day?
Yes.
Okay.
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, the day before we came.
Okay, so that's like 80-something million in 2 days.
Yeah.
So
Boo.
That's very respectable.
Boo Madea Halloween has about
Madea
has raked in about, coming in at number four, raked in,
it's Tyler Perry.
2, 3, 7, 9, about 7.8 million.
Okay.
Inferno coming in next with about 6 million. The Accountant, Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, Ouija, Origin of Evil.
I wanted to see The Accountant, actually. I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind
of... A friend of mine I know saw it, and she said she liked it a lot.
It's at about 5.9.
Okay.
Jack Reacher, Ouija. That's a scary one.
I'm
never watching that.
Okay.
Go on the chair. Oh, Miss Peregrine's Home coming in at number 10. Then Moonlight and Storks. Oh, Storks is still... Storks made less than a... No, made about a million. So right now, top grossing so far is Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange has...
In 2 days.
Everything else has made less than that total. Miss Peregrine's Home made 83.3, which is pretty close to the 85.
Right, but how long has that been out?
A few weeks.
So then.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. I don't even know what Moonlight is, but yeah. Deepwater Horizon's still in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart. I want to see the Kevin Hart movie. Okay. My roommate saw that. I think that's pretty much covers it.
Alrighty then.
Doctor Strange was kind of the hype.
Yeah. No, that's definitely the highlight of movies currently.
Oh yeah. I think I might even go see it again. We'll see.
All right. Well, I don't know if I have the money to go to see it again.
That's
the
problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look up movie box office in Google and you'll see. First thing, Doctor Strange dominates weekend box office after slow fall season. That's so true. It just, man. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Cool.
Well, I think that's about it. Ali is not here, so he can't sign off. So, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Joshua Nolan.
I'm Jake Garber.
And this has been Animatronic Dinosaurs. Thanks for listening.
Alrighty then.